the connection is good. You may begin.
Okay. Thank you, first of all. I hope you understand me. And could I speak French? And would you answer in English and understand my questions in French?
We do not use language as a form of communication. The channel does not understand French. It is a three-way translation. For us, we understand. But unfortunately, the channel does not understand.
Okay, I understand. So, I would have a first question. I read that in duality, every entity has one or many guides. You, because you live in the ninth dimension. Do you have guides?
Guides is an interesting terminology. Every entity, everything in duality, every soul, as you would term it, is its own guide. A guide is a story. A guide is ego. Whilst on this journey to understand self, to know what it is you are, it is often necessary for your ego to create stories. This is the tool you use. This is the tool you have created to understand self. Guides do not exist in reality. All is one. You are a part of this. It is about you in duality. Guides are another illusion created by ego to help you to eventually understand what it is you are.
Thank you. I have another question. You know that John is moving soon, and there are too many coincidences, so I feel it's a calling. Do you agree with that, for a calling for his next experience? Is it correct?
There is no correct. There only is a calling. Again, is an interesting terminology. There are no coincidences. As you become more aware, you will recognize what you term a calling or a coincidence. It is one in a billion choices that you have for what you have created in this time, created illusion. So, the strength of the frequency of the energy of what you put out whilst you are on this journey, you will slowly recognize what you call a calling instinctively, because it is what you have already created. There is no necessity for me to try to explain to you one moment, because you do not have the capacity to truly understand time and one moment. But you have already created it. You have already created this illusion, and you are merely playing it out. There is not a piece within it that is not correct. Everything is perfect, and yet, one moment, well, this is the point, the position where it can all change. This is the piece you do not or will not understand whilst you reside within your time-created illusion. It is two pieces, and it is one that you think you understand, which is your ego, and the other you will never understand whilst you remain within your time-created illusion. So, in answer to your question, all and everything changes within a single moment, but whilst you are in your precise time-created illusion, you will know within. The more you awaken, you will know within a moment, what is correct for you.
Okay. And in this setup of circumstances, that make this move and this what I call a calling for John, are you playing a role, an active role, as our higher self, for example?
The relationship, firstly, between both within this space is mutual for us. We are also learning from you. We cannot interfere in your journey. Will not interfere in your journey. You are us as we are you. Your journey is precise. As you awaken more, you understand this. You do understand it. We are closer to understanding Source, since within your time-created illusions, these communications commenced. It is of mutual benefit, as we are all one. Did we have an influence in this? We choose not to influence any entity. We choose to work with as one.
So I have another question related to that, to this notion of interference. because we know that there is a rebalancing from negative to positive. So, can you explain more precisely why you can't interfere in a positive way? Do we still need to experience strong negative experiences? Do we still need that?
It is your choice. Both exist, neither is right or wrong. It is a journey. It is your journey. It is your journey of experience. To know what it is you are, and you are a pure source of energy. You are source. One is neither different than the other, negative or positive. And there is an equal balance within your ever-expanding world of both. So, you do not understand the question you ask by the way you ask it. You are looking for guidance to work in the positive, as I have always suggested you do. But many don't, and this is not wrong. It is choice. Both exist in duality and always will. A physical world cannot exist without both. And it is not wrong. It is your perception of wrong, your conditioning, your understanding of your own life. It is your ego, your mind. You must use your inner knowing to combat this, and it will lead you to positive. Positive is the only way you can understand source. Love is the only way you can understand source and ultimately reconnect with source. There is no judgment. I've told you many, many times, there is no judgment. And you must be compassionate. This is your hardest goal. It is very hard for you to be compassionate, because you have created a world where compassion seems to be unimportant. It is incredibly important for you to know what it is you are. The other separated around you are only a reflection of you. When you know what you are, you will know what they are, and they are you.
So the best advice you could give me now would be to be more compassionate.
I cannot advise you within your chosen time illusion. I can only inform you of the process. You must follow your own knowing within, your own gut feeling, your own instinct. And you can. It is a knowing within. It is instant. It is ever changing. The channel calls it riding the wave. You must ride the wave and allow. You must allow, and you must feel. Otherwise, you will entrap yourself within your ego, within your mind. There is no advice. The word is not real. There is only knowing.
But can you explain more in what it is, or it would be detrimental to you to give more advice, more worldly advice?
Your words, once again, are flawed. There is no detrimental. It does not exist. It is ego. I inform. I do not advise. Detrimental does not exist.
Thank you.
You have both come a very long way within a single moment, and yet you have the illusion of time within this moment. My words to you are simple. Love, positive energy, remain on this journey. Know within. And you do know within, because your ego will constantly try to prevent the existing knowing you already have. So stay on this wondrous journey of knowing, and you will see. You will experience all to know.
Thank you. I will have a last question. I know I have now to move, but have not felt any what I call calling. So is it because I still have fear, this fear of total destitution, because I'm running out of money, and I feel I have this fear inside, and is it the reason that I'm not this calling yet, because I have to face this fear before I receive another calling for my next experience?
It's the same question. You created every piece of this to experience it. You are experiencing it. Time is an illusion, and yet you are still trapped within your illusion. You must know that time is an illusion. There will come a point and a position where you will know, but you chose to create this time, and you create as much time as you need until you do know. And whilst you are riding this wave, as you ride many waves, you will know. And I've told you many times about fear. Fear is another illusion. It will slow you down. There are only two emotions, which is the origin of all emotions: fear and love. And the more fear you create, the slower you have created, the more time you have put in to create. And it is necessary for you to go through this process. So, focus on positive. Focus on love. Remove fear completely out of your life. And you will see how quickly it will change. And you might say, well, I am fed up of this. No, you chose it. You chose it, and you chose the time scale within it. And if you focus on positive energy, and you remove fear, it will change your life, your chosen time-created illusion, within time, very quickly.